Remove the baseball cards from your spokes and sign up at theticket.com now for the second annual Junior Miller Tour de Pants Bike Rally, August 7th at the Cliffs Resort on Possum Kingdom Lake. Brought to you by Wheels in Motion, Reebok, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Corby will be at Ben's Half Yard.
Corby?
Tomorrow. From 7 until 9. Boy, what a great start to the night for him. That is at Greenville Avenue, a little bit to the south of Walnut Hill in Dallas. You can register to win ticket t-shirts. He will have not one, not two, but three very foxy ticket chicks on hand. And you can count the 42 beers that they have on tap at Ben's Half Yard.
We've been there many times.
Beer. I told Danny about that story, where that came from.
Oh, Chicago?
Yeah. Bolognese, 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 and a beer.
Beer?
That guy was put out.
Wish we could find that place again. Was that some good food or what?
That was awesome. Anyway, go see Cobra at Ben's Half Yard tomorrow night from 7 until 9.
I'll be there, Mike.
Looking forward to it, man.
Thanks.
Fun.
All right. So, with more on whatever we're about to talk about, here's Grego.
We're going to talk about that I normally, by the way, I like those kind of handoffs.
Oh, you do?
Don't worry about that. I like those. So, don't worry about that. We're going to talk about something that has come up many times on this show, and that is restaurant service. Service at restaurants.
Service that you might find where?
A restaurant.
Oh, right. Because I've got a little dilemma going here. I've got a restaurant that I really like. And by the way, don't email me. I'm not telling you. I'll tell you guys off the air. I'm not saying it on the air. And I'm not going to tell any P1 that's going to email me, hey, what one is it? I'm not going to tell you, so don't bother.
Wendy's?
Was not Wendy's. We'll narrow it down to one.
Okay.
But I went there the night that I went and saw Fahrenheit 9/11.
Okay.
Went to a restaurant. And the service was horrendous. It was about as bad as I've ever had before.
Food good?
The food is phenomenal. The food is great. And so, you know, normally if I get real bad service, you know, because I've bartended for a number of years, you know, it's got to be pretty bad before I'll do anything about it. I mean, I'll take quite a bit. But the place was not busy. And this was just bad service. Runs, I ran out of tea.
Uh-oh. I know what a mess that can be.
Not once, not twice, but many times.
Uh-oh.
So, now that can lead to a certain question being posed.
Well, he was nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. So, I mean, it was so bad that I wanted to have dessert, but I couldn't because it took so long to get the check. And once I got the check, it took forever to get it back to the table. It was just bad. It was just horrible. So it was so bad that I called the manager over. I said, look, I eat here, you know, a few times. Mm-hmm. It's on my short list. And I'm going to eat here again.
And does he know you're the Texas Hammer?
No, he doesn't know who I am, and nor does he care, believe me.
The Hammer.
And I said, I'm going to eat here again. I said, but I just want you as a manager to be aware that this is the worst service I've ever had in my life. So immediately he tries, oh, well, you know, we'll take care of that. I'm like, no, I don't want anything free. I don't want you to knock anything off. I just want you to be aware of this, that this service was pretty bad. As a matter of fact, couldn't order dessert because I don't have time now. Okay, all right, no problem. You know, I appreciate you telling me that. And, you know, they go through all the excuses, but there was no excuse because there was nobody in there. I mean, it was a Sunday night. I mean, it was very, very, wasn't busy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Every intention of going back, went back again last night.
Don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
The service was worse last night than the first time.
Uh-oh.
Now, granted, this is a good restaurant.
A restaurant
This is a good place to eat. I really like it. I mean, they've got some dishes on there that are really good.
Was it worth fighting through that?
That's my question to you guys. I mean, this service Ryan's was... I think it would have got your dander up.
Was this Ruby Tuesday's service?
Can't be that bad.
No, because I actually got my food.
But you got it today. Right?
Here's the deal.
But it was so bad that the service the second time around was worse. And once again, last night was a little bit busier than the first time I went in there. And so I'm asking you guys.
Let's get a couple of details in order.
What do I do?
I have a question.
Okay.
Was the waiter rude?
No. And you know what, though? But he didn't really have time to be rude.
Okay.
Was he never around.
Was he just slow and non-attentive?
Both.
Okay.
And sat down. I bet I had to flag him down to get my menu.
Okay. That's bad.
Then everything was right. And once again, the food, phenomenal.
Bobo.
Yeah, better than good. It was great.
Speaking of restaurant, would you mind not eating while we're doing this segment?
Okay.
Are we bothering you right now?
No, doesn't bother me, Ron.
You're not bothering
me. Are you eating lunch?
He's eating cherries.
Right.
That's not that big a deal. Keep eating, Ron.
Are we like The View while you're sitting in front of the TV with your hungry man TV dinner, just kind of watching what's going on?
I agree.
Yep, you guys are like The View.
Because we'd kind of like for you to participate with an empty mouth.
Right, and not
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's what you need to do. There's a certain restaurant that.
Let me go into it. Then, got the food. It was good. Ran out of tea. Had to tell him twice.
Michael.
On the tea runs. Twice.
You had to tell him you ran out of tea.
Had to flag him down. Hey, can I get some more tea?
Do it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I'll be right back. Okay.
Wait.
Probably, I'm serious, another 5 minutes. Hey, dude, I palled him at this point.
Uh-oh.
Hey, pal, can I get some more tea? Oh, man, yeah, I'll be out in just a second with some tea.
Was it the same waiter you had last time?
No, it was a different waiter. And once again, it was busier, but it wasn't, they were by no means slow.
Has it always been this way, the service?
It's never been good. It's never been great, but it's never been the last two times is as bad as any service. And remember,
right,
I'm a guy that bartended for a long time. I'll put up with a lot of stuff.
All right, let me ask you this, Grego. Are the food units here something that you just can't find anywhere else, and something you just can't live with?
No,
can't live without.
No, but it's a good and it's you know me. I'm like you.
Okay,
I've got my short list of restaurants.
All right, then there's your answer right there. I mean, good restaurants are a dime a dozen out there.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say they're a dime a dozen.
I guarantee you can find places on your short list that can replace this.
I probably can, but I really like this place. But I'm telling you,
I
don't think, would you?
No, I don't think I would.
I don't think I can. And
I don't think I would because I know I can find somebody somewhere that does the same thing they do and probably does it better.
And once again,
I mean, am I right about that? Is this something that's just so rare and irreplaceable?
I don't think that I can
and
fight
can
this
be
again.
Duplicated.
I don't. I'll tell you guys a restaurant when we get off the air, but I am not saying this name of the restaurant on the air. That's unfair. I'm not doing it. But I'll tell you guys off the air. But it's once again, I told another manager, and this time I think this might have been the general manager. He was a higher up guy, and I told him the same thing. I said, and I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I'm coming back. I don't know if I can fight through this again. And, of course, he tries to buy. You know, I'm not looking for free meal.
I never did that. Try to, like, give him a free meal
Because that doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't. Know? Just thank you for letting me know. I'll take care of it.
Right.
That's it.
There's a restaurant that we go to that is our favorite breakfast place that... is notorious for having just the worst service in the world, and there's like two or three locations. We always go to the same one.
Fry Street.
Not that location. But we fight through it and keep going back because it's my favorite food. It's my favorite breakfast food.
Stick with Cheerios.
There's two places that I go that have the absolute crappiest service in the world, but I fight through it because I know what you expect.
But you'll fight through it?
Yeah, yeah, I will. Mainly because I'm not paying that much. It's one of my favorite places to go, but it's not overly expensive. Now,
this,
your place you're going is not cheap.
This place is kind of pricey.
Then you need to be taken care of.
Plus, most places that have expensive food have real waiters. They don't have skateboard men rolling in and out of there every 2 months, you know, when they catch a case of herpes and they got to take off for a few months or whatever.
Huh.
You know? When I worked at J. Pepe's, they fired a guy on the spot.
Cobra.
For having too many hickeys. Hickeys. The guy was like 20.
You know
and
what?
He's got a neck full of hickeys.
You know what?
Is that part of your vast
God,
waiting
I haven't
experience?
Heard the word hickey in probably 20 years.
You know what? If a guy will keep my tea filled up and get my bill to me on time and get all my food right, I don't care if the guy's got leprosy.
You're a big tea drinker. You probably have like seven or eight glasses of tea per meal.
And you know what? I take that in consideration, Danny,
because
I drink a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I drink a lot of tea.
Well, that's a good one.
Man, if I'm your waiter and I see that you're going through tea like it's nobody's business,
pitcher.
You know what I do? Leave the pitcher.
Yep.
Say, hey, man.
But a lot of restaurants won't allow you to do that.
Because they think that's bad.
They think that looks
bad. That's a cop-out.
To me, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
God, I love
that. I'll tip them extra.
Pitchers of water and pitchers of tea.
Just leave that on the
table,
man.
Yeah, just sit it there.
So I don't know that I'm going to get to go back to this.
That's too bad.
I don't think I'd fight through it.
Are the waiters, do they look like skateboard men, or are they professional, like, old men waiters?
They're not that. It's not like somebody you'd see at the old Warsaw or Albernaz or 2900 at all.
They're skateboard men.
Yeah, that's all. That's what you know what? It doesn't matter what restaurant you go to, unless you're going to a really, really good one that has the same wait staff they've had since 1986, you're going to get that kind of service because you cannot weed out skateboard men.
The economy's too good because they just know that, hey, they can get a job anywhere.
Yeah, and think about when you were that age. You know, when I had a job waiting tables.
No, I can't say that because I was a bartender when I was that age, and I was always big on service because I wanted to make money.
I mean, if I
and
had...
Like an idiot, I still tipped this guy decent.
Well, I sure wouldn't have done that.
You know what? I didn't tip him as much as I normally would.
He got a nickel for me.
I wish I could do that.
I have no spine when it comes to that.
You know what?
I don't care if the guy takes
the tips before.
Don't care if the guy takes a dump on my platter. I'm leaving him 20%.
You know, at Ruby Tuesday that time, coming back from...
Rob tipped one penny.
One penny.
One
good for him.
Yeah.
On a credit card.
The chief is my hero.
One penny.
God. I'm so... Don't have the nerve for that.
I couldn't fight through it. I'll just tell you that right now. I couldn't fight through it.
I will. And I'm thinking about writing that guy a letter. The manager of the, or is that cheesy? I'm thinking about writing that guy a letter.
And I just wouldn't go back.
You know, and just let him know, hey, look, you know what? I fought through this once, told you that I was coming back, came back, and the service was worse, and you know what? You lost a customer.
Send him a bear, Graham.
Do they care?
Send a bear.
Big huggy bear.
You know what? I think every restaurant manager cares about losing customers. I really do. I don't think there's any out there that goes, you know what? I don't care. I think they really do.
Or they could take the attitude like when you leave, they turn to their waiter and be like, what a jackass.
But I wasn't. I promise. I wasn't my normal jackass self.
That could happen, you know? Gotta be like, I was all over that guy, man. Took care of him. You kidding me?
Well, I don't think I could fight through it, Grego.
I don't think I will. I don't think I will.
All right, coming up next, we exalt in dodgeball victory here on The Ticket.